It's been almost 4 years since you've recorded or come out with a new album. How do you feel now that the album is out?
I feel rejuvenated, kind of, because after working on it so long, it's so much work. A lot of people, they're used to just seeing the outcome of work. They never see the side of the work you go through to produce the outcome. And I feel, you know, rejuvenated and happy. It's a jubilation, really, is what it is. It's like a celebration. It's like, we're done.
How long did it take to come up with, I guess you almost wrote 8 songs or 7 songs on it? How long did it take to come up with that creative process?
I don't remember. I totally don't remember. I don't even count the hours or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Every song is different. Sometimes
it
happens quickly, sometimes it happens slowly. No one can quite say what the creative process is, because I have nothing to do with it almost, because it's created in space. It's God's work, not mine.
You know, talking about that, God gives us a lot of gifts a lot of times, and you've been really blessed with a tremendous amount of gifts. And yet it seems as though a lot has been required of you. Do you sometimes regret being so utterly famous?
No, sometimes, only sometimes. Sometimes I want to sneak into places and not have any hoopla or, you know, and it doesn't work all the time. Because people start and they crowd around, and which is sweet. I mean, I shouldn't complain, but
no. But you have a right to complain, because everybody has a right to go out there and to just be alone. But it seems like that right isn't really given to you.
Well, it's part of the work, I would say.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the song "Bad"? We talked earlier, and I told you that I like the song "Bad" because it's really all about you. You are the baddest when it comes to the record industry.
Well, it is quite different from anything I've ever recorded or I've ever written.
Uh-huh.
It's a bold statement to say, but I mean it in all goodwill. You know, so don't take
it's
it too
seriously.
It's a good
modesty, of course.
Yeah, I'm saying it's like a way of saying you're cool, you're all right, you're tough. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm like criminally bad. Of
sure.
course, that's how people would take it. It's a bold statement to make.
Mm-hmm. How about the video? The video is also another thing on this album, is that a lot of songs make social statements, and the video also does that too. With "Bad," I know that you probably didn't experience anything like that, but my name is Daryl.
Yeah, I know.
And I grew up in Harlem in the South Bronx, and I went away to school, and I also had to deal with peer pressures. How did you come out about with that whole idea of doing something like that?
Well, it wasn't really my idea. It's actually part of a true story where this kid tried
it's
to...
It's my story, in a sense.
Yeah, it's your story, but the truth of what really happened, this kid, tell me, Gary Frank.
Let's do that
tried
over for a second.
Yeah, tell okay. me places.
Now, I know that you didn't write the video, but you're telling me the story is almost like the story of my life, but you're telling me that it's based on another person.
Yes, it is. This kid who went to school upstate in the country or whatever, who is from the ghetto, and he tried to make something of his life. And he would leave his old friends behind, and when he came back on spring break or whatever, Thanksgiving break, His friends became so envious, jealous of him, that mm-hmm. they killed him. But in the film, I Don't Die, of course.
Yeah.
So it's a true story that was we had taken from Time or Newsweek magazine.
Yeah.
And he is a black kid like me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sad story. But
how do
we...
You, mm-hmm.
Pardon?
How does that make you feel when you see those sad stories?
Oh, something like that is very sad, because it's all negative. It's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's life, to want to grow and become more. And like you plant a seed, and it grows into something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it never dies, really. I think people should be that way.
You know what? My favorite song on the album is "Man in the Mirror."
Oh, yeah. I like that a lot.
That's my favorite song. I tend to hold a feeling that no matter what you do in the world, it really has to start with you.
It's my philosophy too. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change.
Is it hard to do?
Yeah, well, people don't look at themselves honestly. They don't look at themselves and point the finger at them. It's always the other guy's fault or somebody else. You should change yourself. Look at yourself. Make better of yourself. You know?
Mm-hmm. When you look in the mirror, are you happy with what you see?
In what way?
Just when you look there, in terms of that social philosophy.
I'm never totally satisfied. I always wish the world could be a better place. No, not at all. Hopefully, you know, that's what I do with my music, mm-hmm. bring happiness to people and to bring joy and some peace in their lives.
Are you a prayerful person?
Pardon?
I said, are you a prayerful type person?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I pray a lot, yeah. I see a beautiful sunset, I say, God, it's beautiful, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Or a baby smile or a butterfly's wings or anything like that, you know.
You know, on the album version of I Just Can't Stop Loving You, you make some very strong, sensuous remarks to a woman that you're lying next to.
I was in a bed when I was doing that.
Really?
Also, yeah. I was laying in the cover and everything when I did that whole rap in the dark.
And the lyrics go, it goes, people really don't understand me.
You know, I say a lot of people misunderstand me. Mm-hmm. That's because they don't know me. I guess that's true. People believe a lot of crazy stories they read.
Yeah.
Some is true, some is not. And
does it hurt when you see those crazy stories?
Sometimes. But it's part of the work, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ever want to lash out in any type of way and say, hey, that's not true?
Yeah, a lot of times. But why bring more attention to a thing, you
uh-huh.
know?
Is there another favorite song of mine is... not as much as Man in the Mirror, but Liberian Girl.
Yeah.
Is there a Liberian girl in your life?
No, I wrote that at my house in the game room. I guess I was playing some pinball or something. And the song just popped in my head. And I think I ran upstairs, put it on tape.
Uh-huh.
And it became Liberian Girl. Same thing with... we are the world, we are the children. I didn't really, I mean, I don't know why those words came. They just came as that.
Uh-huh.
We are the ones to make a brighter day, so let's start giving. I didn't think about it. It just, you know, just comes.